Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mane ti are na na we ti ara na boshi ara na boshi. Mane ara boshi are na 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 we na na we ti ara. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. Brado Shia Reboche, for you.
Recognize you as Jehovah Sabbath. We will not fear, for you have called us by name. We are yours. When we pass through the waters, you will be with us. And through the rivers, they will not overtake us. When we walk through the fire, we will not be burned, neither will the flame kindle upon us, according to Isaiah 43:1-2. We will not be dismayed, for you are our God, according to Isaiah 41:10. We will wait upon you, Lord, and you will renew our strength. We will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint, according to Isaiah 40:31. We will not be afraid or dismayed by reason of the great multitude. The battle is not ours, but yours, according to 2 Chronicles 20:15. You are on our side. Therefore, we will fear no man, according to Psalms 118:6. When the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit will lift up a standard against him, according to Isaiah 59:19. You did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Greater is Jesus in us than any demon, devil, fallen angel, evil force, power, principalities, and rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness, Satan, and those under him. Greater is Jesus in us than the devil is in the world, according to 1 John 4 and 4. Greater is Jesus in us than all our circumstances and all our reasons. Therefore, we follow you, Jesus. We cry out to you, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God Almighty, who is, and who is to come according to Revelation 4 and 8. You have created all things, and for your pleasure and by your will, which is your word, they are not where created and continue to exist. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power according to Revelation 4:11. To you belongs the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, according to Matthew 6:13. And the word for today, reading from Genesis 2:8-15. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden toward the garden, and from this it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is some that is which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of the land is good. There is Bedelimia, I'm learning myself, and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Ginnon. The same is it that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hideko. That's Hidvekel. That is it which goes toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And that is the reading. What we're doing, it's going to read the whole Bible, chapter by chapter and script by script, as we worship, praise, and pray, and spend time with God every morning, 7 days a week, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please share, share, share. You can replay. And we pray. I'm not going to even say I hope that it brings value. I know that this brings value because the word of God, there's nothing like the word of God. There's nothing like praising and worshiping, spending time with him first thing in the morning. That's all it is 15 minutes. That's all it is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're very blessed, prosperous, and productive day. Amen.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. My name is Jesus.